After a day of briefings from UN weapons experts, members of the United Nations Security Council appear no closer to agreement on the next steps in the Iraqi disarmament process. The Council is now waiting to be shown classified U.S. intelligence about Iraq's weapons programs, which the Bush administration says it will present next week as it tries to make its case that force may be the only option left for getting Iraq to give up its suspected weapons of mass destruction. Security Council members asked more questions of Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei Wednesday, but were still not ready to support the United States and Britain, which have already concluded Iraq is not cooperating and say time for more inspections is running out. Just a day after President Bush again warned the United States would act alone to disarm Iraq if necessary, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, told reporters weapons inspections will not be allowed to go on indefinitely.
We think the time for diplomatic action is narrowing. The diplomatic window is closing. We feel that the time for a decision-making is fast approaching.
But Russian Ambassador Sergei Lavrov emerged from a day of closed-door meetings to say a majority of Security Council members still want inspectors to remain on the job, especially now, he says, that there are signs that Iraq is increasing its cooperation.
They haven't seen anything which would indicate that Iraq resumed its programs of weapons of mass destruction. And I don't believe there is any credible reason to talk about some other means except of continuation of the inspections.
The Bush administration plans to send Secretary of State Colin Powell to the Security Council next week with classified information, which the administration says will show once and for all that Iraq is still building weapons of mass destruction, bolstering the administration's case that military force may now be the only way to ensure disarmament. Iraq adamantly denies it has any banned weapons. Its ambassador, Mohammed al-Durre, told reporters after 2 months of searches, weapons inspectors have uncovered nothing and charged the real U.S. interest in Iraq is oil.
You can accuse as much as you like, but you cannot provide one piece of evidence. We call on the United Nations to shoulder its responsibilities to protect Iraq from this colonial Hawksh administration, which is blinded by its oil fever.
UN weapons teams say they have found no smoking gun in Iraq, but in a report submitted to the Security Council Monday, Chief Inspector Hans Blix said Baghdad cannot account for many of its banned weapons programs and does not appear to have a genuine interest in disarming. With the inspection process continuing, weapons experts are set to provide the Security Council with another report in mid-February, about the time that a massive U.S. military buildup in the Persian Gulf would be nearing completion. Nick Simeone, VOA News at the United Nations.